This I believe. Dr. Willoughby Player is vice president of Bennett College at Greensboro, North Carolina. She has been with the college since 1930 in a variety of teaching and administrative posts and has held her present office since November 1952. In addition to her professional duties, Dr. Player is active in church youth work and educational planning. This is her creed.
An early experience with a child helped to form my belief. He was requested to leave the classroom. I slammed the door behind him. The child returned to inquire who had shut the door in his face. When no satisfactory word of explanation was given, he simply wheeled around and slammed the door in return. Neither he nor I was happy over the strained relationship which this incident produced. This experience taught me that in a large measure, I myself set the stage for the quality of my relationships, whether they be positive or negative, satisfactory or unsatisfactory, depends on the atmosphere which I help to create. My approaching quarter century of experience as a teacher has broadened and strengthened this point of view to the extent that it has become one of a set of beliefs which constitute my philosophy of life. The point which I have remembered over the years in my relationship with students is that belief in the dignity of the person extends itself far beyond a passive respect for personality. It reaches to an active concern for creating the type of environment which makes such respect worthy and capable of its fullest and richest attainment. There is an aspect of this belief which is not easily attained without conscious effort. For a teacher is not always willing to take the risks which this type of conduct implies, nor does he always possess the needed patience and generosity of spirit. For when behavior, such as I have indicated, is sought from others, the teacher must exhibit complete faith in the individual's possibility to achieve it, even when the desired behavior is yet only envisioned. I have found that the highest quality of performance may be anticipated from students when I exhibit full confidence in the student's ability to come through once the stage is set. In a larger sense, this expresses a willingness to accord to others that same release of spirit which I desire and seek for myself. I believe that faith in the unfulfilled inspires the best in human endeavor. There have been times when I have been disappointed, but I have never been willing to give up the belief. This is because I feel that disappointments in this regard are due largely to my own failure in providing the proper setting. We often hear it said that we get from an experience just what we put into it. I try to make it a habit never to attend a class session or lead a discussion without first having given careful thought to setting the tone for the good which is sought from the experience. For in the final analysis, my own security in this respect bears a direct relationship to my ability to exhibit the necessary faith in others. The joys one has in life are largely conditioned by his willingness or unwillingness to assume responsibility for bringing them about. And so I strive to be as resourceful as I know how in every human contact, in creating the setting which is most likely to yield a rich and satisfying experience.
There are the beliefs of Dr. Willoughby Player, Vice President of Bennett College at Greensboro, North Carolina.